Welcome, one and all, to the show that speaks about cognitive skills like leadership, communication, teamwork, iterative and adaptive methodologies, emotional intelligence, and coaching. My name is José Mata, and I'm a certified master coach from the Center for Coaching Certification and member of the International Coaching Federation, with over 15 years of experience in the software business. You can reach out to me directly by visiting www.josemota.net. All right, let's get back to the topic of today. Enjoy. If you build digital products in one way or another, you'll know that it's always a creative challenge. Whether you're writing code, testing, designing the user experience, or even figuring out if it's the right solution to a problem that is real. There's no better feeling than to hit a home run on the first try, is there? How often does that happen, though? Maybe not that often. And that alone is a great learning opportunity to take a step back and gain perspective of what the process of building a digital product can look like. Over the last few months, I've grown to appreciate a great analogy that overlays the process of building products to painting or drawing. They're both very similar in approach, and I've been using the analogy to build my own digital products lately. The results have been surprisingly good. To give you an idea of the impact of the analogy, I've started building an application on my own for the last few days, and I can confidently say that the experience has been fairly positive. I've had previous experiences at work in the past where this analogy was not used, and the results have been underwhelming. I've been able to pull no more than 20 hours of total work, and I've already come to a reasonable solution, compared to an entire team pulling a lot more time to achieve relatively the same amount of output. Now, quick disclaimer, I'm not an arts expert, and what I describe is not 100% accurate. I just happen to have some experience drawing my own stuff, and the analogies I've created from painting are the interesting point to make here. Let's start with the typical process of painting. What is the first thing you do? Well, you think of what you're going to paint, the theme, the composition. Do you know exactly what each inch of canvas will look like? Not exactly, no. When you paint, you start by roughly and lightly penciling the main elements, the subject, the background key features, an indication of the source of light, perspective, and so on. You get a rough, redder, and finished and non-definitive idea of what the painting will turn out to be. And yet you get most of the expectations out there onto the canvas. You start feeling excited because you see your rough ideas out on paper. You start generating even more ideas, and you experiment with them ever so lightly onto existing ones on canvas. Once you're done with the rough sketching, you then start to refine, which is not a typically exhaustive process, but instead an attempt to find balance in proportions, experiment with light and shadow, among other things. You're not applying color to the canvas just yet. It's too early for that still. When you're satisfied with the overall shape, contours, and light, you can start to consider actual color. Depending on the medium you use, you can be more or less permissive with trial and error. For example, watercoloring is far more difficult than using acrylic or gouache because you start with the lighter tones first and then work your way to the darker ones. In any case, it's important to set a base palette somewhere separate, a place where you can experiment with different variations of color. Each key element of the composition typically has a main color or two, and they make up for more than half of the final composition. When you're happy with all main colors, you start coloring, layer by layer. You start with the big key elements, and you work your way towards the smaller elements. Detailing is where most time and effort is spent. You have a much clearer idea of the entire painting, and yet you want to improve it further. You want to add more value to the painting, maybe through realism, perhaps texture, add your own style. You dive into specific details. you come out to gain perspective and reassess what else to add. Leonardo da Vinci once said, "Art is never finished, only abandoned," which is meant to illustrate the never-ending satisfaction that artists get when working on any form of art. At one point, they must let go and consider their work finished. There is a point, however, where it is effectively considered potentially finished. Artists ask themselves how much detail is too much. That answer dictates their rigor, their character, their style, their appreciation of life and the art they create. You now ask yourself, how can digital products be compared to painting? How close am I to painting a product? Let's take a closer look at how the different steps I've mentioned just now can almost directly map to digital products. Let's start with the idea. What is the product about? What's its vision? What customer problems is it trying to solve? What value does it add to the business, if there is one? Focus on outcomes, not outputs. Detach yourself from shape for the moment. There are a lot of techniques you can leverage, such as the product vision board, product vision statement, the Bridges framework, user story mapping, product lean canvas. That vision is the lighthouse that guides everything else. Once you have a vision in place, you roughly sketch a solution out. This is typically done by a product manager of sorts, a tech lead, and a user experience designer, but there can be other people there. What are the absolutely essential blocks? What information are you storing? What is the relationship between the different data models? How does that information add value to customers? What are the problems that are most important to address? What is the fastest, roughest, simplest interface you can generate? Side note, I used to be an active Ruby on Rails developer. I know that Rails is very opinionated, and it comes with pre-generated templates for bootstrapping an application and connecting information from the database to the user's screen. This takes literally minutes to get up and running, if not seconds. Most likely you'll be changing that initial render. However, you have actual working product in minutes or even seconds. That is the point of using something like Rails. It takes your product off the ground in record time. You don't think about performance, APIs, or mobile. You think about solving customer problems. At one point, you might learn that Rails is not the right tool for you, and so you pivot to some other technology. And in the meantime, you're already saving some money because your product is out there, making money sooner than if you optimized prematurely or chose a different technology. Back to the main point. Once the rough sketch is put in place, you start shaping the composition with some detail. Not all of it, just some of it. You should have a working version of that specific feature. If you're trying to list a catalog of pictures, that list is up and running. You can add pictures, remove them, edit them, the whole toolkit. You now start to think about the extras, like filtering, pagination, search, tagging, comments, social interaction, whatever is valuable in your context. These are micro features that layer over the base layer of functionality, which is in our case to list pictures. That's the main premise of value. At every increment of value, you review it and you ship it. A painting is always shipped, quote unquote. It's right there in front of you. Every stroke is an automatic deploy of the software. How about closing that gap with the product you're painting? How does that look like to you? At this point, you should have spent around 20% of your effort and provided around 80% of the value your customers are expecting. Everything else from that point on is detailing. Maybe you want to improve the looks on the interface. Maybe add some fancy interactivity. Maybe you're improving performance. Maybe you're improving your processes to increase efficiency down the line. 80% of the value is already there, remember that. When is it that the painting is really finished to you? What are your criteria? What is your process? How do you improve it so that 40% of the effort today becomes 20% tomorrow? And you can innovate more consistently. What does that look like to you? Painting products is more fun. When you layer stroke over stroke, you never fall behind because your focus is on solving customer problems, not following a spec to the detail. You start with an idea, roughly sketch it out, give it some shape, and only then you go for detail, stroke after stroke, increment after increment. Stop building products and start painting them. Thanks for tuning in today. Stay tuned on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen from. Do you have a question for me to cover? Send it over to podcast@josemalta.net and I'll answer it. Talk to you soon.